I've set up the demonstration in his conference room and showed it to Jobs privately, knowing that he was less likely to make a snap judgment if there was no audience. Fortunately, he loved it. "This is the future," he exulted. It was, in fact, such a good idea that Jobs realized that it could solve the problem they were having creating an interface for the proposed cell phone. That project was far more important, so he put the tablet development on hold while the multi-touch interface was adopted for a phone-sized screen. If it worked on a phone, he recalled, I knew we could go back and use it on a tablet. Jobs called Fidel, Rubenstein, and Schiller to a secret meeting in the design studio conference room where Ive gave a demonstration of multi-touch. Wow, said Fidel. Everyone liked it, but they were not sure that they would be able to make it work on a mobile phone. They decided to proceed on two paths. P1 was the code name for the phone being developed using an iPod track wheel, and P2 was the new alternative using a multi-touch screen.